Lose weight. How do I lose weight? It's the number one question that people Google. It's the number one question that people ask their doctor. It's the number one question that people ask when they go to the gym or they see a personal trainer, an exercise professional, their footy coach, even their parents, their next door neighbour, their accountant, their lawyer. How do you lose weight? And is it possible that we're getting a little bit stressed about the whole thing? I have to lose weight. I have to be a certain size. I have to be a certain body fat percentage. I have to wear clothes that look a certain way. And then we stress about what percentage of macronutrients should I be eating? Am I having too much protein? Am I having too much carbohydrate? Carbohydrate's going to make me fat. I should be on the ketosis diet, so my brain's running on ketones. I should be intermittent fasting. Have I left enough time between the last time I ate food till now? And then what time of the day should I be exercising? Should I be exercising first thing in the morning? Should I be exercising every 5 minutes? Should I be exercising at the gym 7 days a week or 3 days a week? And should I be doing high intensity interval training, or should I be doing long distance, slow distance training so that I burn fat faster? What should I be doing? And we're getting really stressed. And then there's this interesting hormone called cortisol. It's the stress hormone. So when we get stressed about anything, our amazing human body is designed to get rid of the stress. So when we get stressed, our body produces cortisol. It's the hormone that gets us ready for fight and flight. It gets us ready to run away from the dragon that's trying to kill us, or it gets us ready to fight the dragon that's trying to kill us, and then we kill it and we eat it and we feel amazing, and then we have happy drugs pumping through our brain like dopamine and serotonin and brain-derived neurotropic factors because we've either been for a run or we've done some fighting and we feel fantastic. Small challenge. Cortisol, fight and flight drug, produced when we're under stress. Awesome if you then go fight or fly or run or punch or jump or do a class or lift heavy things or get some exercise. Not so great when you get really stressed and then that cortisol just keeps floating through your body. When we get stressed, our body produces glucose in the bloodstream. It comes out of the catecholamines, get the glucose out of the cell into the bloodstream. So we're ready to run. Unfortunately, however, those big glucose molecules, when they're not stored away, when they're not being used, they're really big and they bash around in your arteries and in your veins and they cause damage, and that's how we get type 2 diabetes. All sorted. If when you produce cortisol and when you produce catecholamines that take fat and sugar out of your cells, that you go run or jump or fight the dragon, punch the bag, do something active. But here's our challenge. We tend not to do active things. We get really stressed, so then we eat more food, or we get really stressed and we sit on the couch and watch a scary movie, and we get more stressed because we're not doing anything, and we get more stressed because we stand on the scales and we're not the weight that we should be, or we're not the body fat percentage that we should be, or our clothes don't fit. So we keep getting stressed and keep getting stressed, and we become diseased. We're not at ease anymore. We are diseased. So consequently, we get sick. We get coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, we have a stroke, we feel sick, so we go to the doctor and they give us antidepressants, they tell us we're anxious, and our body is completely diseased because we're not doing the things with our body that it's designed to do. Could it be possible that the human body is meant to move? It's meant to be stressed. Challenges are awesome. And if you have that headspace, fantastic. I've got some stress today. I've got a challenge to overcome. I've got my own dragon to kill. I've got this big report to write, or this exam to do, or this interview to go to, or this great hot date I'm on. And rather than being stressed about it, we get excited about it, which we then produce cortisol, which we then get ready to fight and flight. And we do it with passion and excitement. And we exercise with passion and excitement rather than, I've got to burn calories, I've got to lose weight, I've got to fit into my clothes. And I'm sure you've seen people that are exercising that look absolutely miserable. They're running on the road or they're working out at the gym and they look like somebody in their family just died. And you think, you've got happy drugs pumping through your brain. Where are they? Is it possible that that stress hormone takes control rather than the happy drugs? So because I'm stressing about, am I eating the right number of calories? Am I eating the right percentage of macronutrients? Is my body fat percentage the way it should be? Will I weigh the right way? Will I look good on stage in my bikini? Will I look good when I go out on my hot date? And we're stressed, that we're not even able to produce those happy drugs because we're not focusing on the happiness that they can produce. And that's a simple biochemical reaction. It's not some airy-fairy thing. When you exercise with positivity, when you live your life with positivity, when you dance, when you sing, when you learn, when you eat your food with a positive attitude, you will pump happy drugs through your brain. So when you sit down to eat a fantastic meal of yummy food, rather than how many calories, what's the percentage of macronutrients I shouldn't be eating at this time of the day, I haven't left enough time between my last meal because I'm intermittent fasting, what if we enjoy our food? Wow, this is yummy. This is the best chocolate cake I've ever eaten. It's been suggested just of late by a neuroscientist who really understands what happens with the hormones in the brain, the happy drugs and the cortisol. And she suggested that you're better off eating poor nutritious food and high calorie food with a positive attitude than you are eating really healthy food with a negative attitude. And I'm sure you've experienced that where there's been really healthy people who have low body fat percentage and high fitness levels and great muscles, and they die early. They die of the stress of, I've got to keep this perfect body in perfect shape, and they're stressed. So they're always diseased and they end up being diseased. What if we have a positive attitude and we eat high performance nutritious food and we exercise with a positive attitude? Imagine what our life would be like. If you're the person who's jumping out of bed with energy, enthusiasm and excitement because you had a great sleep and you had a stack of energy to make love to your partner the night before or during the night or in the morning as well, you are excited to go to do the career that you love because you're doing what you love because you'd never be so disrespectful to yourself to have a job that you don't like. You only have respectful people in your life. You only put high performance fuel into your body so you can exercise with energy, enthusiasm and excitement. And when you eat and when you exercise, you have a focus on, I'm loving my food. I'm loving my exercise. I'm loving that my exercise is going to give me a healthy, fit, strong body. It's going to stop me from getting osteoporosis, coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes. I'm not going to be depressed or anxious or feel bad because I'm doing the best things for my body. I have a purpose with my life. Because I wake up every day doing what I love the people in my life. I want to have a healthy, fit, strong body. I want to eat healthy food. I wake up with a purpose. Now the psychologists and psychiatrists come in with one of the main reasons that people feel depressed and anxious is they don't have a purpose. They don't have a reason to get up. So they don't, and then they downward spiral. And if you feel grumpy and tired, you end up eating more and then you do less because you feel really, and you know what it's like when you eat a meal full of high calories, low nutrition, and you don't do anything, you end up feeling worse. So you either eat more or you do less or both, and you go into a downward spiral. We don't have to do that. If you exercise with passion and enthusiasm and excitement, if you eat your food with passion, enthusiasm, excitement, if you control your endocrine system, you control your own hormonal system by pumping happy drugs through your brain rather than letting that cortisol distribute itself through your body, the stress drug that you're not getting rid of because you're not exercising. So is it possible that if you are healthy, fit and strong, if you exercise to be healthy, fit and strong, if you eat food so that you can exercise to be healthy, fit and strong, is it possible that the side effect of that will be weight loss? Is it possible that if you eat healthy food and you exercise on a regular basis and you do it with a positive attitude, that your body will also be in great shape, that you won't have squidgy bits or chubby bits or wake up in the morning feeling fluffy, as someone just said to me recently, oh, Rowie, I feel bad today because my body's fluffy. I said, what does that mean? And they said to me that it's not, I've got to be lean, ripped, buffed and shredded, not fluffy. And they said it with a very stressed look on their face and a very stressed attitude. How about a big, happy, smiley face? How about a positive attitude? How about exercise with positivity? How about eat with positivity? And then perhaps if you need to lose weight, you will. If you don't want to put on weight, you won't. And you'll live your life in a headspace that says, I am at ease. I love my life. I don't need to lose weight. I'm not diseased. Let's be happy, healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime. Yes.